I desire a group of people to learn of my spirit, to learn of my ways, to learn of my presence together, to allow me in corporately where I am present, where I heal without even a finger being laid on someone by someone else. Your worship is so precious, and your worship is dear to me. Give me your love so that I can show you who I am. In this wondrous place of worship, I help you leave the place of your eyes being on you and help you enter the place where your eyes are on me. These places in me that you enter into in worship are places of strength by which you enter into the abiding place I have given you. Where you no more have eyes for you, you only have eyes for me. Your life is in me. This is your place in me that I lead you into. Worship is one of the pleasures of your life in me, whereby you commune with me and are saturated in me. I am love. I will saturate you. My spirit will immerse you in me so that all you see is, you are my Father. You will know, Father, you love me. The understanding of these two truths is the fuel my spirit uses for radical transformation into living your life in me. True worship is the engagement of your heart with mine, apart from the tumult of the soul. True worship bypasses that tumult and comes to the place of my love that is found in my word, which says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. True worship is a resting place in my love, for nothing was left undone in the love works of my Son. In my presence, you leave the awareness of you behind, and by my grace enter into the awareness of me. By my Spirit, worship helps you to sharpen the senses of your spirit through my strength, so that you become more and more and more aware of me, and less and less and less aware of that which is outside of your life in me. It is my love for you that I pour out in worship, even as it is your love for me that is poured out by you in worship. These places in me are not entered into by the soul. They are entered into by the Spirit, as you are escorted by my Spirit into my ever-abiding presence. In this perfect place of my presence, you take up more of me. In this perfect place of my presence, you begin to see like I see. My heart begins to be made known to you and begins to inhabit more of you. Because in this perfect place of my presence, you leave more of that which is you and become much more aware of your life that is in me. In my presence, it becomes more apparent that the real you is in me. There is a place in me corporately of intimacy that is found by the Spirit and is not ventured into via the soul. Religion has a form of worship, but it is not of the heart. It is of the soul, and this is outside the doors of intimacy. The worship that is of the Spirit is only about finding your place in me and seating yourself in my love for you. It is truly a place of rest and intimacy, where I receive your love and you receive mine. It is a place of quiet, and it is a place of passion. I draw you into worship so you can know me, and I draw you, I invite you into worship so you can see me and understand my great, great love for you. For in this place of communion, this place of worship where your spirit communes with me, our fellowship grows deeper. In this place of fellowship, I bring the eyes of your heart into focus on me. Much can be learned from the rapport that goes on between me and you. When you resign yourself to my presence in worship and create an atmosphere for fellowship, is there anything I wouldn't do for you? Come. 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 When you do raise your heart and fix it on my presence and my worship, and you begin to communicate with me in your love, Know you not that these are the things of fellowship that I love? And you will not stay the same, for it is impossible to fellowship with me on the level of love and stay the same. You are not coming to me because of who you are in your own strength. You are coming to me as one of my own, a cherished member of my family. You are coming to me because I am your strength. I am the one who helps you and walks with you into the changes you need and into restoration and greater freedom. And it is in my presence where many of these things are received. I desire your worship. I desire your devotion. I desire your emotion. I desire you because I want to show you my might and my strength. I want to show you my love and my glory. I want to show you my compassion and my beauty. Take exceeding joy in my presence and in my word. For what you have is what I said you have. And you can pull yourself out of where you are at and come on a walk, a path with me that will be glorious. Know that whenever you lift up your voice and begin to praise me, you are creating a path for my glory to reach down to wherever you are. And I will touch you again and again and again and again. I will work in you to will and to do of my good pleasure. In my presence, there is literally all you need. So let your praise and your worship continually rise before me, and I will take you by your hand and lead you into places in me that you do not know about and that you do not see. But be assured, there is always more in me. Be assured, there is always more in me.